Here he is, old mate Hooch. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
How long have you been out of bed, mate?
I'm not out of bed. I'm lying on the left-hand side, and I'm hoping this doesn't go too long because I'll be going straight back for a snooze.
All right. Now, last week we spoke about a bit of fun and games with the Port Sorell boat ram. What's doing?
Ah, we did. Well, we've had some success, but before I go down and talk about that, I must eat some humble pie, and I must apologise. I shot my mouth off a little bit last week, and while I may have had my sights set on one particular guy from Latrobe that's a misery guts and tends to carry on a bit online, for the better part, the people online were doing all they could to report the problem and try to get some resolution. And so they've done a great job. They've raised the boat ramp issue, which was, of course, sand covering the boat ramp and making it inoperable and dangerous. And a combination of things have led to the fact that Mast owned that particular one at Port Sorell, and they've managed to sort everything out and get some contractors down there to clear that sand, and that boat ramp is now much better than it was in the last couple of weeks. So we'll all keep an eye on that. We're going to try and streamline the process between when it becomes bad and when it becomes on the radar of Mast to do something about. There's a bit of a gap between when it's inoperable and when it gets assessed. So
right.
My idea was to find a local person that Mast can trust, that when they ring and say, yeah, you better come and have a look, that they come and have a look, because, you know, Mast are strung out. They haven't got all the time in the world, and sometimes it's a bit hard to get to Port Sorell to eyeball it, to okay the contractor. But anyway, good result. Well done, everyone. Top job.
Very good. All right. Now, we've been going on about tuna for the last 6 weeks or so, because they've been hitting out off the northwest coast, but that's slowing down now.
Yes, hellishly exciting, and I apologise for going on about it, but it is crazy to have the bluefin tuna of this size and quality out off Devonport, out off the northwest coast. But yes, I think a combination of things. We had some rough weather. We've had a bit of fresh water push out, and the bait fish possibly have sort of dissipated a little bit, which means that if there's no big collection of bait fish, that those big predatory fish feeding on that bait, they may have thinned out a little bit. Oh, no doubt they're still there, but where they are, we are searching. There's still lots of activity, few boats going out and looking, but I haven't heard of anyone hooking up or catching one for quite a little while. But yeah, don't give up, keep trying.
What is hitting out off the coast, have you heard lately?
Well, that's actually quite interesting. A little bit of the activity of unusual fishing has got a few guys excited, and they're off these reefs that people have found while trolling. So while everyone's been trolling around aimlessly out off the coast, the sounders are of good quality, and they've picked up bits and pieces of bumps and lumps and of rock and reef, and people have been marking that. They've gone out in slow pitch jigs. Jarvis Wall and a group of friends have done fantastically to pick up some species that are of interest. They've got some nanagai and some morwong. And that's quite interesting because they are species that are often caught side by side with striped trumpeter. Now, that's the next big golden discovery. If someone would march out in 50 to 60 and pull a striped trumpeter out of Bass Strait, that would certainly get tongues wagging. So let's see.
You were saying off the air you wanted to talk a bit about deep drop fishing.
Yeah, well, it's all the rage at the minute because the weather has just been so calm, and even yesterday it was meant to crack a bit, and it was still quite fishable.
Yeah.
But with all the calm weather and the fact that we've had no wind, it means you can get out offshore, at 400, 500, 600 metres and use the big reels to deep drop, catch them. Blue-eyed trevalerans or harpooka and gemfish, and they're all excellent table fish, and that's been going on both the west and east coast and also down south.
Let's have a look at rivers. We haven't talked specifically about rivers lately. Have you heard any good stories about river fishing?
Well, not so much, no. My attention, unfortunately, has been pretty much on these big tuna, but I must have a bit of a put my head in that space, and I'll have something for you next week on the river fishing. But, of course, not many people fire up until that trout season opens in August, so we've still got a little while before the rivers become a focal point. But once trout season opens in August, the attention will fire up again.
All right, well, we might as well do the tides now, thanks to our mates at Deegan Marine. So we've got a high tide, 11:40 this morning, 3.4 metres. There's a high tide, 11:30 tonight. And then Saturday's high is at 12:44 in the afternoon. And Sunday's high, 1:43 in the afternoon. Decent too, 3.5 metres. That's okay. We've also got a big full moon too.
Yeah, some good tide there. And, of course, that's driven by the moon. Once the moon's of decent size, you've got decent tides. But also we continue to have that bit of rain as well. So we're having some rain at the minute. We had some rain last night. And all that fresh water pushing out tends to slow the fishing down offshore a little tiny bit. And the reason I say that is because we've got a few squid showing up in the last couple of weeks. So that's exciting because, you know, squid rings, even though we're in the depth of winter, sometimes a nice squid ring salad makes you think there's hope yet, and summer's only just around the corner.
All right. Gee, you're clutching, mate.
Oh, it's the winter of discontent. We've got winter, we've got COVID kicking off again. I just want to chuck myself off a cliff like a lemming.
No, please don't. And just remember where we were 12 months ago. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It was a whole lot worse 12 months ago.
We certainly are.
Yeah, so we're a lot better now. Okay, what are you doing this weekend? You going for a fish or what?
Well, I've got the kids this weekend, and we went out and we really enjoyed the boats from my mate's business, Tassie Boat Hire. He's got two boats there. They're 4-point-something-or-other metres. They're side consoles. They're awesome units. The kids, we punched out and we went fair way out offshore looking for the tuna. All we found was a different lot of birds. It was a bird watching trip, and also we come across the dolphins, and the kids really loved that.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know whether I'll get them out again to try my hand this weekend because 6 hours on the water, half an hour of, oh, look at the dolphins, and then the dolphins got old, and then the seals, oh, look at the seals, and then, you know, a couple of minutes later it was like, yeah, no, we're done, I want to go in.
Yeah.
And I put them through another 4 hours of dragon lures. So they sort of lost interest a little bit, and I may have broken them, but we'll see.
Kids' and attention span, you know, you... When they get to our age, they'll look back on those fishing expeditions and go, I remember we used to go out with Dad and we used to see dolphins and seals all the time. It's like when you take a kid to the zoo and they go, oh, yeah, it's a tiger. It's like, hello, it's a bloody tiger and it's right there.
It was full of all that adult kid interaction type frustration as well. We were trolling around. I took some bits and pieces in the esky to smash together some nice chicken rolls and salad rolls and a few nibblies. So while I was punching the rolls together, I thought, oh, well, I'll give my young daughter Ella a bit of a go on the helm. And so I've got the head down naked, the salad rolls. And I backed off a little bit from the trolling pace we were doing, but we were still trolling along nicely. But I must have forgot to tell Ella that the straight lines were the go because I hooked up and making a roll and she'd gone round and round circles. The lines were all round each other. They'd gone in around the prop and it wrapped a bit of braid around the prop, and after I've just knocked her out of gear, didn't say anything. I thought about going off my head, but I thought, no point.
Exactly.
We knocked her out of gear, shut her down, we had the rolls, and then I just dealt with it.
Yeah, good man. All right, plug your website and Facebook.
That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing and Go Fish Tasmania with Moz and Hooch. And another really good one to look out for is Moz's Hot Bites. Check that one out. He does some fantastic work. That'll be on tonight. It's a live he does, and it gives a lot of information about what's happening around the state. So I can't even believe I haven't plugged that before. I've only just thought about it now, and it's, Moz's Hot Bites.
All right, mate. Talk to you next week.
So easy.